Father, we thank you, we honor you, and we praise you. We receive your word. We thank us we're transformed by your word, and we give you praise in the name of Jesus. Amen. All right, praise God. All right, praise God. Praise God. That was good from Pastor Funke, are we? Amen. Glory to God. When you have people like that, you should just sit down so they keep teaching, right? So, if I retire now, I've tried. Amen. James chapter 1. All things are ready. All things are mine. All things are ready. All things are mine. All things are ready. All things are mine. James 1. There's a concept in James 1 from the 22nd verse. James 1 from 22. James says, be ye what? Doers of the word and not what? Hearers only, deceiving yourself. So it says, be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Let's keep reading. For if any man be what? A hearer of the word and not what? A doer. He is like unto a man beholding his natural face where? Alright, glass, New King James. 23, New King James. Yeah, thank you. Let's read together. Want to go? If anyone is a hearer of the word, another doer, is like a man observing his natural face where? That's what I want you to see for the next few seconds. He's observing his natural face where? He's observing his natural face where? He's observing his natural face where? I know you know the answer. Just follow me, all right? You know. He's observing his natural face where? Say mirror. 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 Mirror, mirror. So when you look into a mirror, what do you see? Yourself, or a reflection of yourself. You get, that's what you see because you're looking into the mirror. But it now says, if anyone is a hearer of the word, another doer, is like a man observing his natural face in the mirror. Let's keep going. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. So he's saying, if you look at yourself in the mirror and you walk away from the mirror forgetting who you are, he likens it to someone who hears the word and then doesn't do the word. So it means hearing the word. If you want to check yourself out, see how you look, where do you go? Mirror. So he's saying that in life, this is how God deals with us. The same way you check yourself by looking into the mirror, in life you check yourself by going where? To the word of God. So by the time I get into the word of God, what I see in the word of God is a reflection of who I am. So the word mirrors who I am to me. You need to get this, please. Now, this is the issue. This is what's different in this place. A natural mirror shows to you the exact reflection of what you put in front of it. So if I stand in front of the mirror and I'm wearing a blue tie on a white shirt with a striped blue suit, you know, all of that, you know, my hair this way, my hair that way, whatever it is. Exactly what stands in front of the mirror is what I'm going to see, true or false. But the mirror of the word of God does not show you what you put in front of it. The mirror of the word of God reflects God's image to you. So when I stand in front of the mirror of God's word, I don't see myself as I am. I see myself the way God expects me to look like. So the more I look into the word, I'm not seeing me who I am today. I'm seeing me who I ought to be. So if I don't spend too much time in front of that mirror, I'll always keep forgetting who I am. Who got that now? So if I stand in front of the mirror of God's word and I feel like a failure, I feel defeated. I feel I've made too many terrible mistakes. I feel God can never forgive me. And all those thoughts come to my mind. I feel weak. I feel sick. I feel broke. I feel dejected, rejected. All that happens to me. When I go before the mirror of God's word, I see someone who is more than conquerors. I see someone who has a greater one living inside of him. I see someone who can do all things through Christ who strengthens him. I see someone who has abundance and not lack. That's what I see when I look into the mirror of God's word. But when I look at it and I walk away, I could easily forget what I saw if I don't keep looking till that image is imprinted on my mind. If I don't keep looking until that image is imprinted on my mind, I will forget what I saw. Who's getting this, please? 2 Corinthians in chapter 3 verse 18. 2 Corinthians 3:18. The mirror principle, as we could popularly refer to it. But we all, with what? Unveiled face, beholding as in what? A mirror, the glory of God, are being transformed into the same image from what? Glory to glory. Let's read that again. One, two, go. But we all, with what? Unveiled face, beholding as in a glass the glory of God, we are what? Being transformed into what is that image? What? The same image. Which image? What? Okay, but where is that image? The one in the mirror. But we are with what? Unveiled face means face that is not covered in a veil. You know the way they cover brides on their wedding day? So it's saying your face is not covered, it's unveiled. And to get this, you have to read the whole chapter. We're talking about the ministry of Moses, the ministry of condemnation, you know, right? The ministry of the Old Testament versus the ministry of New Testament and the glory he had and the glory we have. So really the glory from glory here is actually Old Testament glory to New Testament glory, but there's a context also he applies. We all with unveiled, uncovered face, beholding as in a glass, the what? So when we look into the mirror, what do we see? The glory of God. But I'm standing in front of the mirror. The me from the mirror is this me. So I don't know what your definition is this me is for yourself. But each time you look into the mirror of God, what do you see? The glory of God. It says we are being transformed into the same image. What is that image? The one we see in the mirror, that is what? That means I could stand in front of the mirror sick, diseased, but I keep looking into the mirror. What do I see inside that mirror? Yeah, glory of God, but in context will be what? Strong, healthy, ready to jump kind of guy, right? So it says the more I look into the mirror, what happens to me? I'm changed into what? The same image. So, I see myself, I can't pay bills, things are wrong with me, I can't make ends meet. Ends don't meet, they are ends. Alright, joke, but are they not ends? They are two ends. All right, so don't bother meeting them meet. Alright, leave the ends where they are. So don't make ends meet. When you stand in front of that mirror, it doesn't give you what you put in front of it. It gives the finest version of what you put in front of it. Did you hear what I just said? God's version. It's like you drive a 1994 Honda Accord. And you drive it to Honda, the manufacturer. And then you stand there with your 1994 Honda Accord and looking at the 2019 Honda Accord. Not 18. You know, by now, 19 is ready. So you're standing there looking at 19. And they ask you, do you want it? What would you say? And they say, just pack that one and take this one. How would you feel? God is saying, everything you see in that mirror is your possibility. You need to stay with this, please. I'm going somewhere tonight. Everything you see in that mirror is your possibility, because everything you see in that mirror is your reality. Everything you see in that mirror is your possibility. And that's because everything you see in the mirror is your reality. Not some of the things you see in the mirror. Everything you see in the mirror. All things are ready. All things are mine. All things are ready. All things are mine. Okay, just in case you don't get that part, you have to get yesterday's teaching, and I'll help you lay a foundation on this one, because you need to move on from there. But say all things are ready. Say all things are ready. Now say all things are mine. Say what's in that mirror is my possibility, because it's my reality. But let's see that verse again in the Amplified. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 18. Amplified version. 2 Corinthians 3, 18. Can we read together? One, two, go. All of us, as with unveiled face, because we what? Continue to behold in the Word of God as in a mirror the glory of God, are constantly being transfigured into His very own image in ever increasing splendor, and from one degree of glory to another, for this comes from the Lord who is... Isn't this exciting? Let's read it one more time. One, two, go. And all of us, as with unveiled face, because we continue to behold in the Word of God as in a mirror the glory of God, are constantly being transfigured into His very own image in ever increasing splendor, and from one degree of glory to another, for this comes from the Lord. That means the more I look into the mirror, the more I'm transformed. The more I look into the mirror, the more I'm transfigured. And all that life will do for us and do to us is to get our attention off that mirror. If you remember the parable of the sower, Jesus said the sower soweth the word, and some fell by the wayside. And the Bible explains that those that fell by the wayside were those that heard the word but did not understand the word. So it's not enough to hear the word. In all you're getting, get understanding. It's not enough to come and say, oh, the word meeting was good, I had a great time. Don't come to have a great time. Come here, leave here and say, oh, I understand what was taught. I got the point now. I got that I have a reality. That reality might not be my current experience, but there is a reality. It's a superlative reality. It's God's own reality where my life is concerned. It's God's perspective of my life. And the more I focus on that image of God for me, the more I become transformed into that image. You have to get that understanding. Because when you don't get the understanding, the Bible says it's like seeds that fell on the wayground, and then the birds of the air come and pick it up. And level number two, those that fell on stony ground, then they began to grow. They received the word with gladness. They were excited. Oh, I have a reality. Oh, I have a reality. And then you confess the reality one time, two times. You're excited. Bible said that because they did not have depth, they have not developed enough roots. When the sun comes out, the sun now scorches them. And Bible says there that affliction arises for the sake of the word. When the heat gets at you, when you speak the word for 3-4 days and the money doesn't come yet. When you speak it for 5 times, 5 days, 5 weeks, and the healing doesn't seem to manifest as it were yet. You know, and all of that goes on, and then suddenly you just give up on the word. Second category. Not enough depth. So, there's giving up. Third category. This one's began to grow. But now said that they grew among thorns. You know thorns, right? Chuku chuku. They grew among thorns. They were to bear fruit. They were already growing. But as they grew, the thorns grew with them. And he called those thorns the cares of life and the deceitfulness of riches and the lust for other things. When we begin to care for life, and when you feel you have a little, and then you feel your faith's not necessary, you know, and then the deceitfulness of riches and then lust, you start craving for other things, and then you abandon the word. He says, when that happens to you, that word will not produce fruit. Now say the first category, they fell on the good ground. But even those that fell on the good ground, they still grew in categories 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold. But the issue here with everybody is solved by this mirror principle. Keep your eyes on the word. When you drift away, get back on the word. When you drift away, get back on the word. When you drift away, get back on the word. Keep your eyes on the word. Because very many times, guys, the things we ask the Lord to do for us are things the Lord has already done for us. So we either approach the Lord from different orientations. So, all because I don't have the health manifested in my body, I somehow believe that I should tell the Lord, see, heal me now. Alright? So all because I don't feel blessed and I seem to have a number of misfortune happening around me, I seem to ask the Lord, bless me now. You know, I seem to ask the Lord, favor me now. I seem to tell the Lord, you know, I understand how our minds work. So we go to the book of Esther, for instance, and then we realize that, you know, the king, you know, was having a not too wonderful night. So he asked that they bring to him the chronicles of the kings and they should just read up, you know, stories from there. And then they read how that Esther, you know, how that Mordecai had favored the king. And then he asked, has any good thing been done to this man that favored me? And they said, no. Oh, okay, so what should we do for him? And then he favors Mordecai, and then we run through very many places, you know, right there. And then, you know, maybe you now go to the book of Exodus, and then you read how that God remembered the children of Israel. And then you now read and connect, and the best thing you feel you want to express in your heart to the Lord is, oh God, remember me today. And I understand that that prayer could come from your heart, from your pains, from your experiences. Because the truth is, looking at everything going on around you, it almost, in fact, if people see you, they actually will tell you it's true, you are forgotten. And God needs to remember you. Alright, now, so all because we want to talk like that, and someone could share many testimonies of having prayed like that, question is, do you ever think he forgot you? But I could almost have my experiences sway my thinking, if my experiences are louder than what the word is telling me. Number one. Number two, if I read the wrong side of the Bible. Now, not like there's a wrong side, if you understand what I'm saying. If I read these things that can give me that mindset. Isaiah said that God has engraved you upon the palm of his hand. You know what that sounds like? If God could ever do a tattoo, you'll be the image on it. That I have engraved you upon the palm of my hand, your walls are continually before me. Isaiah said, that can a mother forget a suckling child? He said, even if a mother would, I'll never forget you. So it depends on what you're reading from your own Bible. So you could read, oh, God remember me, or you could read, God can never forget me. Which of the two do you think will get God excited? God remember me, or God, I know he can never forget me. So one stares face, one puts in a quagmire of doubt. And then it suits your thinking, because it seems to suit your experience. But the word of God is still superior to that experience. The word of God is still louder than that experience. But you must stand in front of the mirror. So I want you to picture in your mind a pauper. You know, maybe someone in rags, someone, you know. There's this picture, you know, seen it a number of times, maybe some of you might have also on social media, where a kitten, a cat, was looking into a mirror, and then the image of a lion or something was in there. And that's really sometimes what the word is. You go to the word feeling timid. But then you get to the word and it says, God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. But then you are feeling timid. But then you are reading that. But then you are feeling timid. But then you are reading that. And when you stay with that picture for quite a while, you walk away from there feeling bold. But you have to stay with the mirror. Listen, there's what prayer might never do. Pray 48 hours if you want to. There are certain things you might never do. I hope you know I believe in prayer. And I hope you know I believe in hours of prayer. But there's what it might not do. Prayer might never renew your mind. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. How does that happen? You take the word and present it to your own mind. Again and again. Do you know you could pray for 10 hours and whatever you were afraid of before you prayed, you can still be afraid of it when you're not praying? So, but this is it now, so that you hear me well in proper balance. While you were praying and that fear was in your heart, the Holy Ghost likely had stirred up scriptures or revelation to knock off that fear. So the prayer in itself is not an end. It's a means to an end. It produces revelation. When you now hold on to that revelation, it renews the mind. Do you understand what I'm saying now? But in itself, I just pray. Yeah, I mean, when you talk a lot in tongues, you get bold. I'm sure you understand what I'm saying. It charges you up. But you don't get charged up over nothing. While you are there praying in tongues, a revelation comes to you, an instruction comes to you. Who's been there? A direction comes to you, a vision comes to you. So those are the advantages we get from praying a long time in tongues. You get a revelation. So that revelation renews your mind. So that is still the renewal of mind. You see a vision, that vision renews your mind. You get an instruction, that instruction renews your mind. You get a direction, you get a scripture come to you, or a song just floats back to your head. And as you sing the song, and constantly sing the song begins to minister to your thinking. Ministers to your thinking. Anybody been there? But not the prayer in itself alone. Prayer is a communication. So when you talk to Him, He speaks back revelation to you. That is what renews your mind. That is what transforms you. If not, you're afraid before you start praying. You're afraid while you're praying. You're afraid when you're done praying. You must stand on something. Glory to God. So the transformation comes how? By the renewal of mind. How do we renew our minds? The mirror image. By presenting your mind to the mirror and looking, you'll be transformed. Looking, you'll be transformed. So Romans 12 and 2, thank you. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye what? Transformed. The word transformed there is also the word in which you could borrow transfiguration, but metamorphosis, you know, you're changed from one state by the renewal of your mind. You're changing. Your financial situation might not change yet, but your mental thinking on finances changes. Listen, Joseph in Egypt was not yet physically, as it were, blessed when people started calling him blessed. Joseph entered Egypt as a slave. He was bought by Potiphar. And then they put Joseph in Potiphar's house. And Bible said it was obvious to his master that the hand of God was upon him. Because everything Joseph did was blessed. He didn't have a car to drive. I mean, I'm sure you know there were no cars then, but you get my point. So it wasn't a prosperous slave, you know, wearing all the bling blings. And they say, yo guys, can you now see that I'm blessed? No. Everywhere Joseph went, something good always happened. His master said, there's a blessing upon this guy. Mrs. Potiphar lied on him. They threw him in prison. And even in the prison, they said everybody knew that Joseph was blessed because God was with him. So what did they see? That means they didn't see him prosper, but they saw things around him prospering. Anybody gets what I'm saying? So you enter a place, something is changing. You feel, but my life is not changing yet. Thank God something's happening. That means there's a testimony about you that you carry a positive vibe. The blessing is working on you. Everywhere you go, there's a vibe. Solid vibe. Solid vibe. Solid vibe. Because you're there. There's a blessing. Glory to God. Because you're there. And that's what Joseph had as a testimony. That's what Jacob had as a testimony. When he was in the house of Laban, his uncle, and he told Laban, I need to go back home. Laban said to him, I have understood by experience, which some add by divination, that my business prospered because you were here. But the guy was broke. Laban, his uncle, kept on changing his salary. He worked as an employee for 20 years. They changed his salary like 10 times. He was broke, still broke. But as much as he didn't have so much to himself, the blessing on him was changing the place around him. Anybody understands what I'm saying? So sometimes what the blessing begins working on is your thinking, your mind, your own understanding. Do you know this thing about meditation? I'm healed. I'm healed. I'm healed. I'm healed. I'm healed. I'm just giving you an example now. Sometimes it's shorter, longer, different things affect all of that. Not tonight. You know, but different things really. I'm healed. I'm healed. I'm healed. The first stage of that meditation likely is actually working on you, not on the situation. It's renewing your own thinking. Renewing your own thinking. Such that no matter how much the thing is on you, you don't see yourself in that state. Same way for finances. You might still not have how to pay the bill, and it's not now braggado you are using. No, but there's something about abundance that just starts flowing inside your head. Just flows inside your head. Let me say this other one. You know, it's easy to speak Christianese. You know, Japanese, Chinese. So you know Christianese. So which one is Christianese? It is well. Bless you, brother. Bless you, sister. How are you? On top. Seated in heavenly places, great Jesus. Now, someone can say those things out of revelation. That's not Christianese. But when you now say, because it just seems to be the lingua of the people around you. Oh, bless you, bless you. So you do now want to blend. And you get there and you start saying, bless you, sister. Bless you, brother. No, you're just speaking a language. Even unbelievers now know how to say, I am strong when they are not feeling well. Have you noticed that? They are speaking Christianese. They don't understand it. All right, you're speaking Christianese. You know? They say, I'm rich. You know? But you are indirectly trying to tell the person. But listen, rather than change your words, change your revelation. The revelation will influence what you say. Rather than just change what you are saying, change the thinking that produces it. Listen, when you see yourself the way God sees you, you won't need to ask, so what should I say? You will know what to say. If really, there's no money all around you, but you're so full of a revelation of abundance, nobody will tell you to say, I'm rich. Your I'm rich will not be, you know, actually, sister, you know I'm rich. I just need to understand that. No, you will say because it's out of the abundance of your heart that your mouth is speaking. So most of us work on what I'm saying instead of how I'm thinking. Instead of what I'm seeing. Instead of my revelation. No, no, no. Work on what's happening on the inside. Work on your thoughts. Work on your pictures. Work on the image that is on your inside. Work on the revelation. How do you do that? We go back to the mirror image. Stay in front of the mirror. For we all, like we read, 2 Corinthians 3:18, with unveiled faces, beholding as in a glass the glory of God, we are changed into that same image. We're changing into that same image. We're changing into that same image from one degree of glory to another degree of glory. I'm transformed because I'm staring at that picture. And all life will keep wanting to do to all of us is get us away from this picture. No. I need to keep seeing who I am. Like they say sometimes in motivational speaking, when you fall, make sure you fall your back on the ground, your head up. Why? So that when you see the sky, you get up. Don't fall face down. Fall face up. Look up and see where you're going up to and stand. But that's motivation. But Bible still says the righteous man falls 7 times and gets up. Bible says, rejoice not, O my enemies, when I fall, arise. So if it goes bad, it's only going to get better. Anybody like that in this place? But you know, it could go bad and you're sinking with it. And you can have scripture that supports it. And the storm came. And the house fell. And great was the fall of it. I mean, my own house has fallen. Great is the fall. No, now that it fell, build it up. Oh, but pastor, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? When that thought comes to your head, tell yourself, but the name of the Lord is a strong tower. Then the righteous runs into it and is going to get saved. Listen, because the devil can suggest Bible verses to you, right? Don't forget, he suggested it to Jesus. He said, jump, for the scripture said, he will give his angels. So all because it was a verse, you need to check the verse and what he's telling you to do. Is that jump now? Did the Bible not say he will give his angels charge of you? So everything gets messed up. Business is not working. The person that promised to marry you just jilted you at the last minute. Everything doesn't seem to work. It says, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runs into it and he says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. Anybody understanding what I'm saying? So you need to put the image in front of you. If you meditate on defeat, you will keep reaping defeat. If you meditate on offense, you'll keep getting offended. I'm sure you've been there. I've been too. It just keeps producing after its own kind. But then you start meditating on the other side. And then you start seeing energy, see life, see zest flowing through you. Glory to God. Tell yourself, I'll look into that mirror. I'll gaze into that mirror. And the more I look, the more I'm changed. The more I look, the more I'm changed. The more I look, the more I'm changed. From one degree of glory to another degree of glory. It is not expected to be in degrees. I hope you understand that. This is where you are, and this is what God is showing you. So the degree is based on how you are looking and how you are changing. Who gets that now? God is not showing you varying degrees of glory. God shows you an ultimate, final, unedited degree of glory. But the more you look at it, you are the one moving closer and moving closer and moving closer and moving closer and moving closer. Who understands what I'm saying? So the fight you need to fight every day is how to keep that image on my mind. The fight to fight every day is how to keep this image in my thinking. What are the messages that stir you up? What are the songs that remind you of who you are as a champion? Those are the things you surround yourself with. Because anything that knocks you down will keep you down. But you are more than a conqueror. Paul said, none of these things move me. So you get to that point where these things don't shake you. Oh, but they shook you before. That's past. I'm back. Oh, but they scared you before. It's okay. I'm all right. Oh, but they changed you. You didn't get the job. They fired you. It's all right. I'm back. Everybody sacked you. And you want to go and apply again? If you're led, you're led. And why they go, if they keep firing and firing, why do you want to keep going? If your heart goes there, keep going. And each opportunity they fire you is an opportunity for praise and thanksgiving. In everything, give thanks. Because who knows, as you go and go and go and go again, see a man diligent in going. He will stand before kings. Maybe one day your going will produce something for you. They say, this guy is persistent. This lady is consistent. This one that she's come, okay, what do you have to offer us in this company? Who knows? Or maybe they will drive by. And they say, someone winds down. Nice dress. Where did you buy it? I made it. You make clothes? Yes, I do. So what are you doing here? I came to get a job. You want a job when you can make clothes? Can you make my clothes? So the same person that you want to hire you now hires you as tailor. I'll say, ah, Pastor, tailor, okay. Listen, there are people that can sew buba and shokoto for 150k. So while I know some people are begging you to say, ah, 1.5, sister, 1.5. 1.5. Some people do this thing for 150k. I'll say, ah, God, show me those kinds of people. The Lord is your shepherd. He will make you lie down in green pastures. He knows where your pastures are. Listen, the sheep does not tell the shepherd where he wants to feed. The shepherd knows where you must graze. He knows where you will eat and eat and can't stand up again. Eh? And you just lie down. Is that not what he does? He's your shepherd. He's a confirmed shepherd. Confirm. Confirm. Glory to God. Glory to God. So we're going to keep our eyes on that image. Looking at it and changing. You know, magicians today, the more you look, the less you see. This one, the more you look, the more you see. The more you are transformed, the more you glow. So maybe you were someone that people didn't want to relate with. You were someone in, you know, obscurity, like a non-entity. It's alright. Soon enough, you'll be celebrity. Just keep looking. Keep looking. You're not looking at the image to prove a point to anybody. This is just who you are. This is what God said about you. Say, I refuse to be defeated. Say, I refuse to be defeated. And I refuse to quit. I'm the child of a king. I'm born to reign. Glory to God. Philemon, verse 6. The book of Philemon and 6. The book of Philemon and 6. Says you have to look into the image. Look into the mirror. Just look at it again and again. Philemon, verse 6. Does this stop you from going to the hospital if you need it? No. Does it stop you from doing things in your business? Maybe things that can be leverages for you? No. But while you're taking all the natural steps you know to take, keep feeding yourself with the word. Keep looking at who you are. That's all right. Philemon verse 6 says that the communication of your faith may become effectual by what? The acknowledging of every good thing which is where? In you, in Christ. That the communication of your faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you, in Christ. Let us see what we're expected to acknowledge. What are we acknowledging? Every good thing which is where? In you, in Christ. No, just verse 6. Every good thing which is where? In you, in Christ. Every good thing which is in you, in Christ. Every good thing which is in you, in Christ. What should I do with those good things? Acknowledge them. How do I acknowledge things? I recognize that they exist in me. This is a key to victory for most of us, guys. It says the communication of our faith will become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing that is in you in Christ. Acknowledge. So let's begin acknowledging a few things right now. Is that okay? So Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians 1. We can pick it from the first verse and see where we get to tonight. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All things are ready. All things are ready. All things are ready. Right, just keep it there. Do you remember in 1 Kings chapter 6, when Elisha was with his servant and they had been surrounded? Anybody remember that story? And then Elisha told the servant that more are they that are with us than those guys. And the servant must have been like, what's this man saying? There's just two of us in this place. Who remembers the prayer Elisha prayed? God opened his eyes. So what did he see? That they were surrounded by, summarily, they were surrounded by angels, right? Chariots and horses of fire, they were surrounded. Now watch this. Let me ask you this. At what point did the angels get there? When his eyes got opened or before his eyes got opened? Be careful as you answer the question. Think again. At what point did the angels get there? When his eyes got opened or before his eyes got opened? Your answer has dropped small. So my power of suggestion has affected you. Now think very well. Final answer. No lifeline. At what point did the angels get there? When his eyes got opened or before his eyes got opened? So your voices are coming back up again. But the truth is that the angels were there before he opened his eyes. That means he was afraid even when there was protection. So someone needs to get this now. There was already protection. He was afraid. All he needed was for his eyes to see that there was protection. But there was already protection. That means there are many things that God has made available for us that all because we do not see them, we treat them like they don't exist. All because we don't see them, all we need to do is what? See them. But seeing them does not determine their existence, because they exist whether you see them or not. Anybody still here this evening? They exist. Whether you see them or not, they exist. Whether you see them or not, they exist. Whether you see them or not, they exist. So are you ready for Ephesians 1 now? So Ephesians chapter 1 from verse 1. Paul is writing. New King James, is it? Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God to the saints. He's writing to the body of Christ in Ephesus and faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace to you and peace from God, our Father, and the Lord, who? Jesus Christ. Verse 3. I want you to see what we're reading and follow closely. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is going to bless us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Please check what you're reading very well. Blessed be God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who might bless us with every spiritual blessing in every place in Christ Jesus. What tense is he using there? So in the mind of God, what happened to your blessing? Already blessed? Already blessed? Already blessed. Can you tell yourself like 5 times, I'm already blessed? Already blessed? Already blessed? Whether I see it, oh, I don't see it. I'm already blessed. I'm already blessed. Oh, God just blessed that lady with a car. She's already blessed. Without that car, she was blessed. Without that car, she was blessed. Oh, praise God. Praise God. God just blessed me with a boy. A bouncing baby. Me and my wife, God just blessed me with a boy. Without the baby, you were blessed. Oh, God just blessed me with a job. A job, 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 job. Without the job, you were blessed. You were blessed. You were blessed, you were blessed, you were blessed. The power of the blessing is not in the material. The blessing is superior to material things. The blessing produces material things. How do I know that? There was a man in the Bible called Isaac. The book of Genesis tells us that Abraham gave gifts to the sons of the concubines, and then he gave all he had to Isaac. Then we don't understand the all yet, but we knew that Abraham gave something that was the blessing to Isaac. But we now understood the story better, because at the point where Isaac was going to die, then he calls for Esau, his firstborn son, and he tells Esau, go and make me venison. This nice meat I like to eat. Make it to me in the kind of stew I love to eat it with. Make it so that I can eat it and release a blessing on you. So it was time for him to transfer to Esau what his father Abraham transferred to him. So the wife knew about it, and then she walked around. You know the story. Jacob gets the blessing that Esau was supposed to get. So Jacob is blessed. Did he give Jacob 10 cows? 5 houses? 500 maids? What did he give Jacob? Words from his mouth. Words from his mouth. Words from his mouth. Esau comes in and the father said, oh, I'm sorry. I blessed Jacob. He says, no, Father, bless me also. He says, no, it's the old blessing I have in my mouth I gave him. And there must be more left. Said, there's nothing like that. I've given him everything. So Esau is mad. He says, I'm going to kill Jacob. No, daddy did not give him house. What's your problem? So Esau now wants to kill Jacob. Jacob runs away. Esau should be declared the winner because now Jacob has run away empty-handed and Esau now has everything. All the cow, all the animals, all the land, all the servants. Whose property would they become? Esau. Why? Because Jacob ran away and he couldn't carry anything, but he didn't run away empty-handed because he ran away with the blessing. The guy with the blessing carried everything. That's why when Esau and Jacob met at their reunion, Jacob had gifts to give to Esau. And Esau said to him, are all these things for me? Jacob said, yes, they are for me. Esau said, well, I'm fine, actually. I don't need anything because I have enough. The word enough he used there in Hebrew means that I have a full supply of everything I need. Jacob said, I know you have enough full supply, but please receive it from me if I found favor in your eyes because I have enough. So when you read it in King James, Esau says, I have enough. Jacob says, I have enough. But what Esau said is, I have a full supply. Jacob says, I own everything. How did he own it? Words of the mouth. His father gave him a blessing. Words from the mouth. Words from the mouth. If the words that fell from Abraham's mouth to Isaac can transform Isaac's life, and the words that fell from Isaac's mouth can transform Jacob's life, and the words that fell from Jacob can transform his children. Now God speaks and says, I have blessed you with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Even if you don't have a car, you don't have a house, you are sleeping under a generator. Whatever it is you are doing, there's something on you that transforms your life. 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 It's the blessing. Solomon said that blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich. If it makes you poor, it will make you rich. If it makes you rich, it will make you richer. And the blessing does not only make rich, it says it adds no sorrow. So the blessing is an adder, not a subtractor. The blessing is a multiplier, not a divider. When the blessing meets you, it multiplies you. And it doesn't have any sorrow to attach to it. And Bible says that you are blessed. Already blessed. And God did not bless you with some spiritual blessings. God looked at himself and landed upon you every blessing his mouth could find. And if God can bless you, no man can curse you. If God can bless you, no man can reverse the blessing. And he says, I bless you with all spiritual blessings. Some say, but it's spiritual. The spiritual controls the natural. I bless you. I bless you. Anybody blessed in this place? We're not asking if you feel blessed. Does the word tell you you're blessed? Does the mirror tell you you're blessed? Shout out, blessed! I'm blessed! So, what do I do? Stay in front of the mirror. Keep looking. You keep changing. Keep looking. You keep changing. From one trouser in a year, you have 3 trousers in a year. You are moving. It's a level of glory. From 3 trousers a year, you move to 15 trousers in a year. You are changing. You are changing. One day, someone will tell you, there's something coming in your house. When are you going to be home? He said, I might not be home. He said, don't worry about it. And I get home, there's no space. Why? Because they've now customized your shirt. They customize your trousers. You now have like 1,500 trousers that are coming to your house. I mean, first time I heard a preacher, I said, like, seriously, say, yeah, that someone sent him like 1,500 shirts. I mean, he was preaching and he said someone brought him 1,500 shirts. Oh, his own, his size. Tailor made, customized. 1,500 shirts. The blessing of the Lord. It maketh rich. You know what they say, maketh. Maketh. Have you made that bar before? You are making it. Have you made poundo before? Some of you have made. To make. It means it will configure you. It will transform you. It will change you. Remove what is not. Add what is. Remove what is not wanted. Put. It is a maker. The blessing will make you. Is the blessing making anybody in this place? It's transforming someone in this place. It's changing someone in this place. From one degree of glory to another degree of glory. From one degree of glory to another degree of glory. From one degree of glory to another degree of glory. So it's not, oh God, bless me. No, too late. Too late. Too late. The devil meets you and says, see, God will never bless you. Yeah, he will never bless me. He has already blessed me. He will never bless me. He's not thinking of blessing me. All the blessing he has in his mouth, he released it in Christ. God does not have any extra blessing again. Listen, food is ready. The table has been served. Is your plate in your hand? Hey, come on, somebody. Do you have your plate in your hand? Do you understand the illustration? If they've served the food and you're sitting on your table, if the food does not come, go for the food. Because it's written in the word already. I'm blessed. Are you saying, so what should I do? Acknowledge it. Acknowledge it. Because the communication of your faith will become effective by you acknowledging every good thing that is in you in Christ. How simple is it to acknowledge? As simple as it is, you know how we forget to do it. Sometimes you know, 3 weeks will have passed. Now remember you didn't do it. 10 weeks will have gone. 4 months will have passed. Say, yeah, see my life. Now you know. So set a timer on your phone. Set the first thing you wake up in the morning is not Instagram. Listen, because your life has to move beyond those pictures you are posting. I would rather you post less of your life than more. So that when they see you, you are bigger than what they have seen on Instagram. Oh, who is hearing what I'm saying? When they meet the real you, you are bigger. Not when they meet you, they now wonder, oh, so with all your noise, with all your social media noise, you don't even amount to anything. No. Pooh, keep that somewhere. When they meet you, listen, the Queen of Sheba met Solomon. She said, those that told your story, they didn't say it well. Those that said you were rich, they didn't say it well. Those that said you were wise, they didn't say it well. So your life should not be social media. Give them 1/10. So when they say, with what I see, you seem like you haven't seen me yet. Come to me. Come and meet me. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Are you blessed in this place? Are you blessed already? Are you blessed already? Are you blessed already? And listen, when God gives a commandment to bless, he cannot reverse it. God is not a man that he should lie. Neither is he the son of man that he should repent. As he not blessed, he cannot change it. When he blessed you in Christ, he blessed you. If God cannot cancel the blessing on Christ, he cannot cancel the blessing in your life. And listen, this blessing did not do anything to get it. So you cannot do anything to lose it. You are blessed. You are blessed. You are blessed. Let's read a little. To try and cover a few things. Need to round up very soon. Glory to God. Verse 4. Thank you, Lord. Verse 4. That's Ephesians 4. 1-4. Ephesians 1-4. Glory to God. Woo! Hey! 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 Oh my God. Oh my God. That the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles. The blessing of Abraham. There's something about that blessing. That blessing in Christ. That blessing in Christ. That blessing in Christ. Oh, glory to God. That blessing in Christ. Everywhere you enter, something is happening. Everywhere you enter, something is working. Everywhere you enter, something is moving. Because you're blessed. I mean, Isaac, in Genesis 26, Bible said there was famine in the land as it was in the days of Abraham. And then the Lord said to Isaac, stay in this land. So Isaac stayed in Gerar. And Bible tells that Isaac sowed in that land. And he reaped in the same year 100-fold. And then the Lord blessed him. Kai. I love that verse. Let's have it. Genesis 26 verse 12. But I'm going to verse 13. Oh, the effects of the blessing. Don't forget the blessing of the Lord. What does it do? It maketh. Jesus said, follow me and I will make you. God is a maker. He will never leave you at the point where he meets you. It will always transform you. It will always change you. It will always set you on a new level. So it's not, oh God, bless me. No, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Now to acknowledge. Does anybody have mouth here to be acknowledging every day? Shebi is to acknowledge. Father, I acknowledge you. I'm blessed. I want to thank you that I'm blessed. I want to thank you for blessing me. Acknowledging. May we not forget to do the simple thing again. Who understands what I'm saying? Is it not to acknowledge? Acknowledge. And 3 weeks ago, we'll forget. Sure. No, not anymore. Not anymore. This thing will transform you. It will change you from one level to another. Hey, glory to God. And Isaac sowed in that land. I mean, he was a farmer, so he had to dig, and there was farming. The land was dry. He had to irrigate and do all that. And he reaped in the same year 100-fold. And the Lord did what? Blessed him. What happens when the Lord bless you? Next verse. And the man began to prosper. Continued to prosper until he became. Can anybody see glory to glory there? And he began. So because you began, don't share testimony yet. Beginning is not continuing. You begin to prosper. You must continue to prosper. Though you continue, don't stop there until you become. There's a becoming. Becoming sounds like making. Becoming. Making. They are making you. It's transforming you from one level of blessing to another level of blessing. House rent was 75,000. Your faith needs 5 months to live for 75,000. After a while, your faith cannot get it in 2 weeks. After a while, you cannot dash somebody that 75,000. Then after a while, that 75,000 is also what you tell your friends, let us go to have lunch. And 75,000. After a while, it's what you call someone and say, oh, I heard you have not paid your school fees. Take 75,000. Now after a while, you now tell somebody, oh, I'm sorry I didn't hold so much money today. Please manage 75,000. Then after a while, you now call someone and say, you are hired as my driver. I pay you 75,000. So the same 75,000 that was faith projects. And Isaac began to prosper. Continue to prosper. Till he became very prosperous. You might need to say to yourself, I begin to prosper. And I continue to prosper. Until I become very prosperous. I begin to prosper. I continue to prosper. You know what you are doing? You are standing in front of the mirror. You are standing in front of the mirror. So as you talk like this, you are in front of the mirror. So the you in front of the mirror is your broke self. You don't even have money to get home tonight. You're likely going to walk home. It's okay. Many of us have walked here before. Is that okay? You are in the right company. Alright? Back in those days, I lived in Imoru. I walked from here to Imoru. Alright? Some people have walked from here to Ijagun Road. Some people have walked from here to Ijagun. So if you do it tonight, welcome to the club. But don't walk like a poor person. Yes, sir. Oh, come on. Yes, sir. Come on. Come on. Come on. While those legs are carrying you, let your mind be seeing something else. Anybody here tonight? I begin to prosper. I continue to prosper. I begin to prosper. I continue to prosper. I begin to prosper. I continue to prosper. Let me ask you this. How many of you are willing to talk like this for the next 1 year? 1 year. Not 1 week. So that we don't become microwave faith. That when the heat of the sun comes, it scorches us. Because we don't have depth of earth. No. Are you ready? 1 year, you're going to talk it. And you're talking it. All things are ready. All things are mine. I'm blessed already. I'm blessed already. In fact, as I was teaching yesterday, and I'm teaching today, and I'll teach tomorrow, you can start drafting out what you call your own personal confession. Your personal faith declaration. So you can get the message, go and play it again, and from the message, you're crafting out the things you want to be saying to yourself every day. Why? Death and life. They're in the power of your tongue. They that love it shall eat the fruit thereof, and whosoever will say to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and will not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things he says will come to pass. It will have whatever he says. We have in the same spirit of faith, as it is written, I believe, therefore have I spoken, we also believe, and therefore we speak. If they tie your hand and tie your leg and they've not tied your mouth, you have victory. You have victory. Because your victory is not in your hands. Your victory is not in your leg. But it's in the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. It's in the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And that sword is powerful. Sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing through dividing asunder of soul and spirit, joint and marrows. If they tie your hand and leg and your mouth is open, you are fine. You are okay. That mouth there, it wasn't giving us a chop. With that mouth, we change our lives. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not created from things that do appear. That mouth, you must say something. Wake up in the morning, say something. No. Go to bed at night and say something. No. I know you talk in tongues for 5 minutes or 3 hours. After your tongue, inside your tongue, say something. Say something. Say something. Say something. Because even when you're talking in tongues, you will know that the Holy Ghost wants you to say something. Something will come out of your mouth. You can't be on the same level anymore. You can't be on the same level anymore. You can't be on the same level anymore. Hey!
I begin to prosper. I continue to prosper.
Listen, we are not here to prove points to anybody. While they thought we were on this level, we are changing gear. Before they can find us, we are gone. Before they say it's here, they are not there again.
Do you understand that?
But let your transformation be inside. Because the law of transformation, first within, then without. First within, change on the inside. Don't get busy changing the cloth if you have not changed your mind yet. Let your mind change faster than you are changing your wardrobe. Who is hearing me tonight? Let your mind change faster than you are buying a new shoe. Let your mind change faster than you are buying a new cloth. Because if anything happens to that shoe, anything happens to that cloth, it is the thing that is inside that will produce another one. But if all you have is what you have on the outside, it's gone. If it goes, it's gone. Change the inside. Change the inside. Have the right image of yourself on the inside. A blessed you, a healthy you, a healed you. I mean, a prosperous you. I begin to prosper. I continue to prosper. Oh, I become very prosperous. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hey, praise God. We could stop there tonight, right? Yeah. You notice I wanted to go into Ephesians 4. I paused. Let's talk a bit about the blessing. The blessing. Oh my God. My God. Was Isaac blessed? Was Jacob blessed? But they were not blessed because they had cars and houses. They were blessed because they had the blessing. The blessing now started changing things for them. The blessing is changing things for me. It's changing my environment. It's changing my environment. It's changing my environment. Glory to God. Amen to Jesus. Oh, ha, ha, ha. Thank you, Lord. Go ahead and speak words over your life. Go ahead and speak words over your life. Look at that image again. Look at it again. Look at it again. I refuse to be on the same level because I know the mirror image. I mean, the mirror principle right now. All I need to do is look at myself. Look at the real me. The real me. Look at the real me now. This is the real me. The real me is blessed. The real me is prosperous. The real me. The real me is anointed. The real me. The real me. This is the real me. The real me is not what I see on the outside. The real me is what God says to me. The real me is what God says to me. The real me is what God says to me. The real me is what God says to me. I'm going to keep looking at that mirror. I'll keep looking at myself in that mirror. And I'll see someone better than what I look like tonight. I'll see someone stronger than what I look like tonight. I'll see somebody wiser than someone I look like tonight. I'll see somebody richer than what I look like tonight. I'm going to look into that mirror. Look into that mirror. I'll look into that mirror. And I'll be changed. Transformed. Transfigured. From one glory to another. 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 One glory. Oh, Shakamanana Monsege Bosalabasa. Ke la Bosataya Base Kemura Basata. Oh, Labolanta la Gabasa. Meno no no Bosuko Besi Gabasa. Oh, I embrace the life that God has prepared for me. I embrace the life that God has prepared for me. I embrace the life that God has prepared for me. I embrace the life that God has prepared for me. I embrace the life that God has prepared for me. I live the higher life. I enjoy the higher life. He came that I may have this life. This blessed life. This blessed life. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Already blessed. Thank you, Father. I acknowledge the blessing. I acknowledge all that you've given to me in Christ. Oh, for blessed be God and Father of my Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed me. Oh, he has blessed me with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places in Christ. He's blessed me. Things are changing. Things are working. Things are changing. Things are working. Oh, come on, somebody. Death and life are in the power of your tongue. Death and life are in the power of your tongue. Don't just say it tonight and get tired tomorrow. No. If you have to conserve your energy because it's marathon, it's not sprint. It's fine. You will say this in every day. Be ready to talk it for the next 6 months, 1 year, 10 years. Because we're going to keep acknowledging this thing. Even when you begin to prosper, you're not going to stop. You continue to prosper, you're not going to stop. You become very prosperous, you ain't stopping. For by words, God created the universe. By words, you create your own world. Oh, I'm blessed. Highly favored. Blessed. Highly favored. Blessed. I'm blessed. I'm highly favored. I'm blessed. I'm blessed going out. I'm blessed coming in. I live like a blessed man. I eat like a blessed man. I sleep like a blessed man. I drive like a blessed man. Listen, say it even if you don't know whether you get a car by 10 years time or not. This is what will make it come. I fly like a blessed man. Say it. Just say it. Even if you've never seen an airplane before, say it. Because it says the blessing of the Lord will make you rich. Your salary cannot make you rich. No. No, the blessing will make you richer than anything anybody can do for you. Because it's the blessing of the Lord. Not the blessing of Nigeria. Not the blessing of America. Oh, it's the blessing of the Lord. The Lord. The Lord. Oh, thank you, Father, because I'm blessed. It's sweet when you make your confessions also with thanksgiving. Thank you, Father, because you've blessed me. Oh, thank you, because I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I don't seek for jobs. Jobs seek for me. I'm blessed. Isaac sat in his house. They went to bring wife for him. It was not an ordinary wife. The angel went ahead to arrange special wife. Wife that could do supernatural fetching of water for camels. So if you are looking for a job here, that kind of supernatural job, the angel that worked on Isaac's behalf, much more than that for you in the new covenant is working for you. The blessing is working. It's working. It's working. We think like blessed people. We live like blessed people. We function like blessed people. Isaac was in the prison. No money, prisoner, slave. He was still blessed. Whether you are in fashion trend or not, you are blessed. Whether you even have money to change your wardrobe or not, you are still blessed. It is the blessing that will now bring the change of clothes. It's a blessing that will bring the change of wardrobe. You have to set your priorities right. Your clothes don't make you blessed. You are the one that makes the clothes blessed. Your house does not make you blessed. You are the one that makes the house blessed. Your job does not make you blessed. It's your presence there that makes the job blessed. You are the blessing carrier. You are the blessing carrier. You are the blessing carrier. The blessing makes you healed. The blessing makes you blessed. The blessing makes you rich. The blessing makes you wise. The blessing makes you. You can't be blessed and stupid at the same time. So that blessing will make you wise in your office. How did they know that Joseph was blessed? Everything he did was going well. That means the blessing produced wisdom for him. He had managerial skills by the blessing. So if I'm blessed, then I'll be wise with it. It will make me wise. Joseph did not study international relations or diplomacy, but he was able to run Egypt. It was a blessing. The blessing gave him wisdom. I'm blessed. 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 Shagabosa talabaye kebosa.